This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you to our meeting today of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is January the 30th. It is 2 p.m. and we'll get started with a roll call. Please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Present.
Lila Miller? Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
Thank you. Allison Klein, I believe, is excused for today. Stan DiAranzetta?
Here.
Thank you. Lois Darling Crowe? Ladies and gentlemen, we need one more person to have quorum. Lila Miller, have you joined the line? Or Darlene?
I think we have 4 out of 7.
We have quorum. It's 4 out of 7.
Okay, thank you. Now that we have quorum, we'll move ahead with our meeting. I will tell you that the staff is on the line. We have Mr. Mo Madani, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Chip Sellers. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. Council members, we would like to approve the agenda as posted. We could get a motion and a second.
Paul Vixney, move that we approve the agenda as posted.
We've got Vixney and Myers. All those in favor of the motion to approve the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we'd like to review and approve the previous minutes of November 22nd, 2024, if there are no recommended changes or corrections. Need a motion and a second, please.
I, Paul Vixney, move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Second?
Beth Meyer will second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Madani, would you like to give us the commission's actions of December of 2024 on the waiver applications, please?
Yeah, the commission actions were similar to that of the council, with the exception to waiver 694. The council denied the waiver, however, the commission did grant the waiver at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we're going to review a request for a waiver from Five Points Theater, waiver number 690. Mr. Sellers, do you have the staff analysis, please?
I do. The issue is vertical accessibility to all levels above and below the occupiable grade level. The project progress, the alteration, or excuse me, project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress under design, excuse me. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to all levels above and below the occupiable grade level of a historic theater built in 1926 with 11,795 square feet. The applicant is proposing to convert the theater into a music venue and event space. The project cost is $1,818,398 for the alteration. The alteration will consist of installing a lift to provide for vertical accessibility from the building's entrance to the occupiable main level of the venue and the newly constructed accessible restrooms, upgrading the existing restrooms for compliance with current code requirements, providing a family restroom with an adult changing table, providing continuous ramp to allow wheelchair users to access all tiered levels of the main venue, and the stage floor and reconfiguring the main staircase of the existing mezzanine to provide a clear and more direct exit path from the mezzanine to the main level. The architect for the project stated that providing full vertical accessibility to all levels is technically feasible due to the following constraints. Structural challenges. The mezzanine and backstage area consists of multiple sublevels that do not communicate with each other. Installing elevators or lifts to each level would require extensive structural modifications to repour and rebuild restrooms and other existing concrete features. The restroom sublevel mezzanine and lower viewing tier are on separate planes, making elevator access impractical without further significant and disruptive alterations. Site limitations. The building is bound by adjacent properties on the north and south with no exterior access from these facades. The historical district restrictions prevent the addition of exterior elements such as an elevator shaft that would compromise the building's historical character. Hardship. Installing an elevator would provide access to only a portion of the space while requiring additional lifts to traverse smaller sublevels. Cumulative cost of and disruption and structural impacts associated with such measures impose undue and hardship on the project. Further, the architect stated that all items provided on the mezzanine level are also provided at the main level as required by the ADA. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility to all levels above and below the occupiable grade level on the grounds of technical and feasibility.
Thank you. We have a caller number 11 that just joined the line. Could you please tell us who you are?
This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Thank you. We also have several guests, it appears, Bethany Dyer, Dexter Bleasdale, Josh Ballou, and Chris Dawson. Would one of you, are one of you representing this property, and would you like to make any additional comments?
Yes, I'm the architect on the project, Bethany Dyke. I would just like to say that if there's anything anybody would like to see, I do have the ability to show some kind of plans to explain the reason that the multiple levels are hard to, or say impossible to change. This entire building is a poured concrete and masonry structure, and these floors are all poured in place concrete, so to revise and change these levels to raise anything would require an extensive amount of demolition and structural consideration. And I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has as well.
Thank you, Ms. Dyke. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions before we go to the public? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with any additional questions or comments? Okay, council members, back to you for a recommendation and a motion.
Yes, this is Joe Bixby. Go ahead, Bixby. Not a bad.
I Paul Bixby move that we approve the waiver on grounds of technical infeasibility.
I'll second Joe DeVecchio.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve this waiver based on technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. Do we have any other business to bring before the council today? Any other public comment at this time? Hearing none, we will consider our meeting adjourned at 2:10. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, everyone.